A reading from the Gospel of John, the second chapter, beginning at the 13th verse. The Passover of the Jews was at hand, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. In the temple he found those who were selling oxen and sheep and pigeons and the money changers sitting there. And making a whip of cords, he drove them all out of the temple with the sheep and oxen. And he poured out the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. And he told those who sold the pigeons, "Take these things away. Do not make my Father's house a house of trade." His disciples remembered that it was written, "Zeal for your house will consume me." So the Jews said to him, "What sign do you show us for doing these things?" Jesus answered them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." The Jews then said, "It has taken 46 years to build this temple, and you will raise it up in 3 days?" But he was speaking about the temple of his body. When, therefore, he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he said this, and they believed the scripture and the word that Jesus had spoken. Now there's a lot going on in this passage, and it's the so-called cleansing of the temple, the driving out of the money changers, which has tended to grab the attention. It's understandable. This is all to do with whips and Jesus driving people out of the temple. It's dramatic, and so it's remembered. But John's comment on this is interesting, because he records Jesus saying, "Destroy this temple and in 3 days it will be raised up." And then he makes this comment, "But he was speaking about the temple of his body." And this is interesting. Now, it's interesting because it's equating Jesus himself with the function of the temple, which of course means and raises rather the question, what was the function of the temple? The temple was the great structure in Judaism. The temple was the place wherein God dwelt. The temple was the place where you would go to make sacrifice, and by means of that sacrifice, you would be reconciled to God. The temple, therefore, was a deep place of encounter with God, for there God dwelt. There, through sacrifice, you may be reconciled to God. And so it was vital and it was important. And this is why, first of all, with the Babylonians and then later on with the Romans, it was such a disaster when the first temple of Solomon and then the second extended temple of Herod were destroyed. Because all that it symbolized also went. How now do you relate to God? How do you now have your sins forgiven? Where do you make this sacrifice? For Christians, of course, those who understand and follow what John says here, we have the answer. Well, we do this in the person of Jesus. Jesus himself is, as we know, fully God and fully man. Jesus now is the place where God dwells fully, as Paul would remind us. Jesus is the place where human and divine now meet in his very own person, because he is fully God and fully human. Jesus is, as Matthew would remind us, God with us, Emmanuel. No longer do we go to the temple to find God, now we go to Christ to find God. More than that, Jesus' body is also the place where we are reconciled to God. No longer the great eternal round of sacrifices there in the temple going on for centuries, but now the once and for all sacrifice of Christ himself in his body. So Jesus replaces the temple. The temple is redundant at the crucifixion, which is why you'll recall the temple veil is torn into two at that point. The temple is redundant because now Christ is the way to God, because Christ is now the sacrifice that is offered once and for all to bring us back to God. So now, if you want to find God, now, if you wish to be reconciled to God, you don't go to the Temple Mount, you go to Christ.